Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do.
And a look at some stats over the summer season.
From Portland's most accurate forecast team.
A stretch of time where we're dry is kind of interesting.
With meteorologist Kelly Bairn.
And we're back.
And Joseph Dames.
I don't mind kale. It's not my favorite.
This is your weather.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is officially the first full week of spring here. It's Monday, March 22nd, and I've got weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. Happy Monday to everybody. I love that this is our first spring podcast. We've been trying to, like, pretend like it's getting close to spring, but now it really is. So officially.
It really is. It marks such a nice time for me because I really start spending every weekend outside on some adventure. So we can get these stretches of days that are just so comfortable in the mid-60s. And it almost looks like we may see one of those this week. So I'm looking forward to this week of weather.
Yeah, this is very welcoming weather to get outside. So whatever you're doing, whatever takes you out there, it's nice. And then when you get the sunshine paired with it, it's like it almost feels like it's in the 70s. So it's... It's just really a great time of the season. You're right.
Yeah, it's t-shirt weather. We're pretty much, again, I think we've talked about this. My perfect temperature is 64 degrees.
Oh, so. That's right.
And we're nearly there. Our average highs.
You had a perfect weekend coming for you almost.
Yeah. Our average high is at this point still in the upper 50s, so we can see some cool temperatures. And even as we start this week, our Monday, the highs are only expected to hit the low 50s. So we have been running a little lower than normal in terms of our daytime highs this March so far. So it'll be nice to see some 60s this week.
It will be. I mean, that was the case this weekend. We barely cracked 50 both Saturday and Sunday. I think we were just in the lower 50s both days. I believe Salem only hit like upper 40s. 49, I think, was the high for their Sunday. So it was chilly this weekend. I mean, that's a good 8 degrees, 9 degrees below average. We should be in the upper 50s or so. And so, we had a cooler weekend, but we'll make up for it. We're going to make up for it this weekend.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, so as we head into our Monday morning, still some scattered showers. We're kind of seeing this system working out the door. It really rolled in on Sunday night, brought some rain to the valley, but also a good amount of mountain snowfall, especially for springtime. And we're just still in the beginning of the season, but it's nice to see that amount of snow here in March. We saw about a foot of snow at Timberline just overnight. So I know you were watching that and tracking the system arriving over the weekend, Joseph.
Yeah, and we even had a little bit of snow on Saturday as well. So you combine the 2 days, Saturday and Friday into Saturday, and then last night into today, where there was a winter weather advisory even. So the passes had snowfall. Even by late last night, I think Government Camp had about an inch or so on the road. So it came in, and it was a doozy. It was a nice spring snowstorm. And I think if you have a spring pass to get up on the mountains, Mount Hood Meadows right now is probably just feeling it. It's probably a great time to be up on the mountain. So we were tracking that moving in from the northwest. And it just provided that snow for the spring. So we'll see if we get a couple more. We have another system on Wednesday, which may produce a little more snow as well.
Yeah, I see that. I remember now checking Mount Hood Meadows, 48-hour totals were closer to 14 inches. Mm-hmm. So that includes Saturday, yeah. And good snow up there. So there is still a winter weather advisory until 5 p.m. Monday, a chance we see maybe 3 or so more inches of snow that could coat the roadways. I know crews I've been watching all morning have been clearing out the roads, but still could see some dicey and snowy spots. So do drive up there carefully, at least through Monday. But we do dry out into Tuesday for all regions. So we push out the rain in the valley. Heading into Tuesday as well for the mountains, we're expecting snow showers to come to a close. So just a nice day setting up on Tuesday. We'll see a little warmer temperatures here in Portland too, maybe back in the mid-50s.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't crack 60. I think it's still below average a bit, which is kind of bizarre to say when we warm up a good 4 or 5 degrees if we're still below average. But it's going to be a nice day altogether. I think more sunshine and temperatures, somewhere in the mid-50s.
Yeah, so going with a pleasant day on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, arrives, and I think in general the weather pattern is starting to build up this big ridge of high pressure, but we're still on that front side of the storm track. So right now there is a little disturbance building that'll drop into our region on Wednesday, so we'll still see some rain pushing in, likely by late morning or early afternoon, where we could see maybe a quarter of an inch of rain through Thursday. So there will be some wet moments this week, likely on Wednesday, and then some lingering showers into Thursday.
Yeah, they always like to hang around for a while, but really not too bad. I think we dry up as we go through the course of the day on Thursday. And that's it. And then we have that ridge of high pressure you were just talking about, and that really sets in as we head into Friday and Saturday, and temperatures just start to climb from that point on.
Yeah, it looks really nice. I think a lot of folks are just so ready for warmer weather.
Right.
This February was very cold, and that was coming off of December and January, where we had a good number of stretches still in the 60s. So, February just kind of wiped out the region. we saw the big snowstorm. It was very cold, a lot of rain, and, a couple of moments where we saw some lower elevation snow, too. So just in general, I think people are very excited for springtime. Our average highs start to climb, and I think this weekend we'll really see a good stretch of days where it feels like it is finally spring. We'll be above normal, and currently high temperatures by Friday, at least upper 50s to about 60.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, good chance we hit at least the mid-60s.
Mid-60s, right there at your perfect temp.
Yes.
Really close to it.
I can't wait. So yeah. I would, folks are really wanting to get out and hike. I would still consider all the snow that's up in the mountains. It's still, we're expecting a dry weekend, but this is still not the time period where we can head out to the mountains for a nice backpacking weekend.
Right.
In the forest, there's still a lot of snow. So keep that in mind. Stick to low elevation hikes, but this is going to be the weekend to get outside.
I think there's going to be plenty of people outside. It seems like anytime we get to above 60, it starts getting busier. People are on their bikes, going for runs, just doing everything outdoors. And I don't blame you. Get outside and enjoy it. Mid-60s, I had a graphic through the weekend that I shared with you about just the transition of temperatures through the spring months. And when we first transition to spring, we're usually in the upper 50s, but mid-60s is like early May temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to feel like more like the early May time frame this weekend. So it's going to feel really nice. And then we wrap up spring in the mid-70s. So we have a nice jump in temperatures for the spring months. It's just a wonderful time to start getting outside, like you mentioned. It's not too hot. We have these beautiful periods where we have the mid-60s or upper 60s. So this is going to be a beautiful weekend.
Yeah, it'll feel very nice. And I was looking at that graphic you made as well. Mid-60s just seems so nice. And I remember seeing a stat, too, that the average first day in Portland that we hit a 70-degree day is usually March 30th. So that's coming up. It's not out of the realm of possibility that we see some 70-degree days, which is just exciting to hear about.
Yeah, they just don't stick around. It's usually just like maybe one or two, and then they drop back down to our average.
Right.
But we get them, we're getting really close. So it's possible that we see that.
Yeah, I do want to mention that spring also marks a very active season for us too, or active weather pattern, where we can have these days where we get a mixed bag of sunshine, a cloudy moment, and then a very heavy downpour, and also thunderstorms with hail, and sometimes even a mini tornado or a weak tornado. We actually saw that on Friday. The coast really had the biggest threat for thunderstorms. But I know, Joseph, over the weekend you were, on shift, and the National Weather Service actually came out and reported that there was a tornado from Friday's active weather. That was out along the Longview area in Southwest Washington in EF0.
Yes. So that happened Friday night when we had those storms, mainly along, the Washington-Oregon coast. And we might have had a few clip portions of Oregon. But the National Weather Service sent out the storm survey team Saturday morning. And then by Saturday night, they had confirmed an EF0 tornado by the Long Beach Peninsula. And so that is another EF0 tornado for us. We haven't had much stronger than that. So they're just very brief. I think the strength of the wind was about 65 miles per hour. I think think the path length was shy of a mile. So it was it's one of those tornadoes that we get out here that are very, very brief. But you mentioned it's an active time of the season. We still have that cold air aloft that moves through, but the sunshine helps warm up the surface, and we get some of that warm air rising, and it is an active time with a lot of hail. We see hail like a lot in the spring. So it is an active time. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, real cool to see that. So, I mean, those are very hard to forecast, and it seems like when they happen, it's on an active day. Mm-hmm. It's a very isolated weather event where, you know, the tornado touches down for a couple of minutes and it cruises maybe up to a mile or so before it dies out. But it can cause some damage. So, you know, I'm always on the lookout through the season for active weather like that. It tends to be in that region. Also, the northwest portions of Portland out to the Scappoose, St. Helens area. Clark and Cowlitz County tend to see some action too. So also the coast, the Oregon coast. But yeah, that'll be fun to track as we move into springtime and just these warmer temperatures too.
Yeah, I think what was really interesting about this one that was a little outside of what we typically see is the fact that it happened at night. It was 8:04 p.m. It was on the ground till about 8:08, I believe the report said. So this is occurring at night. So this was maybe a little bit of leftover energy. Our sunset now is, you know, after 7 something, and it might have been from the wind shear, which is change in direction of wind aloft or wind speed. So usually at night around here, especially, we don't see that very often. If we do, it's gonna be weak.
Yeah, it's very curious, you know, an evening. When we tend to cool down, so it is pretty curious how that kind of sparked up there. But yeah, I mean, this is going to be a nice week. Again, we're expecting some rain showers Monday, and then again by the middle of the week, just for, you know, a brief afternoon, evening, before we dry out. So go out and enjoy this week. Of course, stay tuned to Coin6 for the forecast. We'll be checking any temperatures that change or any, you know, rain timing that may change as well. Joseph, do you have a favorite day this week?
I'm going to go with the weekend. I'm excited to see. I'm just going to go for the whole weekend, if that counts for. We'll count that as a day. I think we may hit, you know, some really nice temperatures. So I'm excited to see how the weekend pans out. So I'm going to go with the weekend. Saturday.
Yeah. You know, I would agree. I think the Friday-Saturday stretch just looks phenomenal for outdoor activities. So get your gardens started. Get outside for a run. Get those trees pruned. It's just going to be a nice spring weekend. So enjoy it.
Yeah, the start of spring cleaning, I think.
Yeah, that too. Oh, no, some chores.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. And we'll catch you next week. Have a good one.
The Coin Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.